Welcome to Let's Talk Social. My name is Rich Hake, and I'm going to be diving into all things social media marketing, from tips and tricks that you guys can try to trends that you can implement on your page. We're here to help you navigate the ever-changing world us marketers go through. Join me as I discuss some of the impact that social media has had on our businesses to build better brand strategies to improve sales. Let's hop in. Hey everyone, welcome to Let's Talk Social. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Rich Hake and I am the owner and advertising manager of Alpha Social Media. This podcast will help you grow your social media pages and increase sales by going over common and new practices within social media. Let's hop in. Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk Social podcast. My name is Rich. I own an agency where we do social media marketing, web design, content creation, all that good stuff. And I'm here to just help kind of share some of the things that I have learned from all of the stuff that we do for our clients. The thousands of projects that I'm involved with every year. I'm just trying to share some of the information that I've learned to you guys so that I not only can help you guys out, but just so that we can prove to the world that, you know, what we're doing works, it matters, and ultimately, it is changing lives in a positive way. And I don't mean that to say like we're reinventing anything, but when you take somebody's business and you can hit them with a 3x on their revenue in a 2-year span or whatever it is, that's a life-changing thing. So that gives me life, and being able to work with my team also gives me life. So it's just such a wonderful fit for what we do. We just had our third birthday for Alpha Social Media, my agency. And I just made a post earlier just about how crazy it is, how far we've come, and just how much I love what I do. So I want you guys to know that, because I care about this topic. I'm not just talking through this microphone for no reason. So today we're going to be talking about how you guys can make better videos, whether it be for our advertising campaigns if you're a current client, or if you just want better organic performance on the videos, so you're pushing out TikToks all the time for your business or whatever it may be. How do you get them to go viral more often? And what is Facebook and Instagram and TikTok? What are these platforms looking for to make you go viral, right? Like, what pleases the algorithm? So what we found that works, and this is like a backwards thinking thing, if you've worked with me ever and we've been on a project together, you know I work backwards. So working backwards in the sense of like, okay, well, how do we know a video performed well? Well, let's look at the end result of the performance. That's working backwards, right? So then we look at data. So we're digging through data, and the way that Facebook and Instagram, or Meta now, breaks down the data is into three categories for videos. And it is a 3-second video view, a 10-second video view, and a full through play. It's called full through. I think it's roughly about 90% play. So most people don't know this, but the way, you know, when you get a view on something, say it has 100 million views on a video that you see on Facebook, a view constitutes 3 seconds of watching that video. That's it. And if someone clicks off, you get the little ping for the number. If they watch the entire thing, same attribution, you get one view. So when you see something that has 1 million views, there might only be like, 25% of people have actually watched the entire thing all the way through. Maybe 50% of people watched half. And then the other quarter of people could have only watched 4 seconds and then left. So that video really only had, 250,000 actual full plays. 500,000 people only watched half of it. So if you did, divided that out, it'd be another 250,000 views. And then the other 250,000 people watched 4 seconds of it, which counts as like nothing. So it's like you really only had half of what was actually there displayed to the public. You only had 50 million versus the 100 million it showed, just because of how attribution works. So knowing these attribution windows is important for you guys, because now that I just told you that, right, you're like, holy crap, all I have to do is keep someone interested for 4 seconds and it counts as a view. It's like, yes, technically, but we want to do more than that, because we want them to share it. We want them to watch more of it, because that's what pleases the algorithm. We want them, to convert as a customer or a client, whatever it may be. So what are the things we need to do? And so the thing that I look at is that first thing is that 3 seconds. I call that like the primary hook for the video. So something crazy has to happen. Something exciting has to happen. Some sort of like wow factor that's going to get them to stop going as they scroll and they finally stop and look at something, you get a millisecond to try to get somebody's attention. So after you've got them to stop, you've got your 3 seconds. Okay, we had a hook. We got them, right? Now we've got our second thing that we're going to look at, which is the 10-second window. I think I figured out why Facebook and Instagram do this. So my theory here is that there is the primary hook, and then I believe that there is a secondary hook, and that is from seconds 3 to 10. And so I have a couple of thoughts about this secondary hook. And so one's going to be how I think the algorithm works based on the hook, and then the other is going to be what I think you should do to make videos based on the secondary hook. So the way I think Facebook looks at the algorithm works for pushing out the video is that if the primary hook, those first 3 seconds, does really well, then it will boost you out to tons of people within the minutes of the post being made, which is what so many of us experience all the time. We do it on our client pages. You post something within like 30 minutes, you have like 3,000 views, and you're like, holy freaking crap. Oh my gosh, it's going viral. I think we're going to do it, right? And then, boom, it stops. And you're like, what happened? Why? And so my theory here is that the primary hook did really well and the secondary hook flopped. So if we can get the secondary hook to do well, we get to get past that first hour of virality and get to continue to be pushed to people. And you also get a ton of views on that tertiary spot, which I've just been like lackadaisically calling the meat and potatoes of the video, the meat and potatoes being, what you're trying to sell to the person or what you're trying to convey to them, whatever that may be, the purpose of the video, right? So we've got a primary hook, first 3 seconds, secondary hook, seconds 4 to 10, and then we've got the meat and potatoes the entire rest of the video. So like I said, my theory there on the secondary hook is that if you don't do a good job from seconds 4 to 10 of getting people to be like telling them why they should stick around for the whole rest of the video, I think the primary hook, those first 3 seconds is like how you get them to listen to your secondary hook. And then the secondary hook is ultimately like your explainer behind the value to the rest of the video. So like the first 3 seconds doesn't really matter. You just have to have something happen to where they're going to stick around. So like blow something up or something funny happens or something crazy happens, someone's crying. You have to draw like emotion out of the person and get them to watch up to, think about yourself, right? Like go on TikTok right now and the second you scroll past something and weren't interested in it, go back and be like, wait, why did I just do that? And then look at it and be like, oh, it's because I didn't care in the first second. And then you went to the next one. And then look at the ones that you do care. And you're like, I watch this girl every time she makes something. She's so funny. I bet you more often than not, first few seconds, there's always something that gets you interested. Now, I do think that this is something that can carry on for the lifetime of the page, meaning like regardless of how many followers you have. However, I do think that the people that have built a good brand and the people that say like influencers, right? Like I have some influencers I watch religiously. The minute that they get the video out on a Sunday morning, I'm trying to watch it at 8 a.m. You know what I mean? So if it's that level, I don't think that the attribution windows matter as much when the brand awareness is super high or like emotional stance behind the customer is very heavy. I don't think it matters as much then. But for most of us in the commercial world, the business world, right, we're trying to grow our pages, get new customers that don't care about us yet because they haven't heard about us. This is huge. I think it's a big, big, big deal. And videos, you guys know, it does, what are the words? I think it's 20 times better than static text and 6 times better than a photo. So you can do the math on how much photos do better than just static text. But all I got to say, like video, as you know, has been huge. That's why TikTok is its thing. Instagram is pushing reels more than anything else right now. Side note to that, if you don't know that Instagram nerfs your post performance, if you have the TikTok logo bouncing around, it does. They don't want you to post TikTok videos. So if you're making content dedicated to one platform or the other, typically you're going to have to film it in your camera app. And then when you go to actually make the TikTok, you're going to have to pull the individual clips, trim them and do all that, and then do it again for Instagram. So that's just a little side rant. We could talk about that for 5 more minutes. But we're approaching the 10-minute mark here. I think I've kind of given you guys everything I know about all of this. Like I said, Why for the 3, 10, and full through is because Facebook, right? It's the data. We're working backwards. Why is it measuring that stuff? It's because it's trying to get us to optimize for it. And that's how probably the algorithm is working for pushing it out in terms of virality. So then we have the second, you know, thing. Now that we know why, how, right? How do we make videos that perform this way? So we've got the goal now. Anytime we're going to make a video, right? It's going to be primary hook. What are we going to do for our first 3 seconds? And it's not like, you know, finitely 3.000 seconds, but you get what I'm saying. First 3 seconds, and then we have our secondary hook, seconds 4 to 10. What's going to happen there? How do we explain to people they need to stick around? And then how is the content going to perform and do well after that? So again, like I said, if the meat and potatoes sucks, it doesn't matter what you do for the hook and everything. You might get views out of the gate, but it's not going to go, you know, viral. No, it's not going to be shared by people. And that's what really it's going to take for it to go viral, is for people to care about the content and to push it out there and share it, or it'd be funny, whatever it may be. I don't know what business you own or what page you're running, but put that into your own context. And I think that inspecting yourself is something really interesting to do. Like I was kind of saying, like, go watch your like wife or your best friend, your husband, whoever it may be, boyfriend, go watch them on Instagram. And then like, when you see them go, they watch something, they scroll, watch something, scroll, watch, like, be like, whoa, go back. Why do you watch that one, but not the one before that? And like, just listen to what they say. They're not going to have an answer, but like, that's what we're talking about here, is like the psychological effect behind it. They're like, I just like, I don't care about that. And it's like, okay, like, you know, and it's like, why did you watch this one? It's like, well, it's because I love cars. Of course, I'm going to watch a supercar video. There was flames coming out of the exhaust in the first couple of seconds. It's like, exactly. That's exactly what we're looking about. So anyways, I think being repetitive at this point, I think you guys get it. You know, show us love on social media. We just switched our socials around a little bit. Alpha Social Media is my agency. Let's Talk Social is this podcast. My personal one, if you care at that level, is Raw Creative. It's my initials, RAH.creative. So go on there and find us, follow us, comment. We're going to post this episode out there. You can also follow us if you want to be notified of new episodes. We're trying to push these to, let's be honest, no one listens to podcasts unless it's on Apple Podcast or Spotify. Let's be real. I'm sorry, Google people, you're just like 1% of the population. So anyways, we post them there too, but we're on all the major platforms, and I'd love for you guys to continue listening. Give me feedback. Tell me I suck if I suck. I want to get better so I can do the best job I can at speaking and just providing all this stuff to you guys. And just keep it real, guys. Make some videos. If you make some stuff based on this episode, I'd love for you to send them over to us. That maybe we'll do a whole little video or review your guys' content. That'd be super cool. Much love from me and our team. Stay social, guys. Have a good day. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, my name is Rich Hake with Alpha. If you have any questions about today's topic, or if you want me to talk more in depth about a different topic, let me know in the comments down here below or wherever you're watching this. You can DM us on Instagram at Let's Talk Social Pod, or you can send me an email directly at letstalksocialpodcast@gmail.com. We'll have another episode coming soon for you guys. Have a social day.